So what is it with your obsession with horses throughout your life and your literary career?
Well, it started when I was about five, maybe younger, probably watching TV like Roy Rogers and those shows where the horses were. But it kept on going because I would read books when I was a kid about having a horse friend. And I thought that would be the ideal friend because you could not only be affectionate toward the horse and have the horse be affectionate toward you, but you could also ride the horse and explore the countryside on the back of the horse. And when I was 14, the summer I was 14, I actually lived my dream because I had a horse. And we used to ride out in the countryside north of St. Louis, and I used to pick blackberries and eat them as we were riding through the woods. And I just thought that was heaven on earth. And so I thought it had gone away, and then it came back when I was in my early 40s, and I gave up. I said, okay, I can't stop.